Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
Kids today, what do you do with them? When you think about the generations, we've grown accustomed to thinking about these categories of generations, the baby boom generation, the greatest generation, the silent generation, the builders, the busters. We have all sorts of classifications. One that is more chronologically based are the millennials. They're called that because they will live the better part of their adult lives in the 21st century rather than the 20th century. And what changes have been wrought already in the first 10 years of this century? So who are the millennials religiously? What do they believe? What do they practice? Everyone wonders. And how is it different from Generation X or the baby boomers or other generations that have come before? We're going to be talking with Greg Smith of the Pew Forum about a new survey on the religious beliefs and practices of the millennial generation here in the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE is our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. You can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can always Twitter us with questions or comments at issuesetc. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, February the 18th. After our conversation with Greg Smith of the Pew Forum, Dr. Ken Sherb will join us on this day. The reformer of the 16th century, Martin Luther, died in the church. Much of the church remembers him on this day, at least the anniversary of his death. What is the biggest myth about Luther that people entertain? What do we need to know about this man today? Is the teaching and the Reformation that he wrought still relevant today? Dr. Ken Sherb will be our guest to talk about reformer Martin Luther. Then we begin a 7-part weekly series on the penitential psalms to take us through the season of Lent, beginning with Psalm 6. Pastor Todd Peppercorn will be our guest. He's author of the book, I Trust When Dark My Road, A Lutheran View of Depression. Greg Smith is senior researcher for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. He joins us to talk about a new poll on religion and the millennials. Greg, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thank you for having me.
As a snapshot of the religious life of this generation, the millennials, how do they compare with the, not so much their parents, but the generation that comes immediately before them, Gen X?
Well, you know, on a lot of measures, the current generation of young people, the millennial generation, we call them here, tend to resemble members of Generation X when they were at the same point in their lives. Young people today are quite similar to Generation X in terms of their level of church attendance, in terms of their level of prayer, how often they say they pray, and in terms of some of their religious beliefs. The one way that millennials really stand out, not only compared to Generation X, but also compared to previous generations, is in their level of religious affiliation. More young people today say they're unaffiliated with any particular religion than was the case in Generation X or in any of the previous generations that we're able to measure.
So they outstrip all the previous generations, even if you compare them side by side at this particular age, they outstrip all of them in terms of unaffiliation, if you will.
That's exactly right. About one quarter of young adults today, 26% or so, say they are unaffiliated with any particular faith. By comparison, 20% of Gen Xers said the same thing in the late 90s when they were at a similar age in their 20s and early 30s. I find it even more interesting that young people today are twice as likely as baby boomers were in the late 70s to say they have no religion.
Who are the millennials?
Well, in this survey, millennials are defined as people who have been born after 1980, so people born 1981 and later. In this survey, that tends to include people who are between the ages of 18 and the late 20s, 27 to 29.
Okay, I've heard this, and maybe it's inaccurate, but I've heard that in terms of sheer numbers, the millennial generation is similar in size to the famous baby boom generation.
You know, I'm not an expert on the overall size of the generations. I have heard the same thing, however, and it might make some sense given that if a large generation comes along, it's probably likely to have a lot of children.
Is it accurate to say that the millennial generation is less religious than other generations?
You know, I've been reluctant to say that in quite so starkly, and the reason is this: there are some very important measures on which they definitely are less religious. As we mentioned, they're less likely to be affiliated with a faith. That's very important. They're also less likely to attend church, both compared to older people today, but also compared to previous generations when they were at a similar point in their life cycle. Church attendance, as we know, is also a very important measure. So we shouldn't discount the fact that millennials today are less religious in those important ways. However, there are a number of other also very important measures on which young people look very much like their elders. For instance, young people today are no less likely than older people today to believe in an afterlife, to believe in heaven, to believe in the existence of hell, to believe that miracles still occur, to believe that angels and demons exist. So in these important ways, they don't look so unique. And then there are still other indicators, still other measures, like frequency of prayer, where young people look a little bit less religious if we just compare them to older people today. But if we look at previous generations when they were young, then here again, millennials don't stand out so much. So that's a long way of saying I'd have to conclude from this that millennials are less religious in some ways, but not in all ways.
Where do the millennials appear to stand on social issues like abortion, homosexuality, their views on evolution?
Well, their views on social and cultural issues are also quite interesting. There are a number of ways in which they stand out. They're much more open, for instance, to homosexuality. They're much less likely than previous generations to say that homosexuality is wrong or to say that homosexuality is a way of life that should be discouraged. They're also much more accepting of evolution as an account for the origins and development of human life on Earth. They're also more welcoming or more open to seeing a large and active government. However, at the same time, I find it interesting that young people today are just as likely as their elders to believe in the principle of moral absolutism. They're just as likely to say that there are standards of right and wrong that apply to everybody, regardless of their situation. And I also find it interesting that they're as willing or perhaps even more willing compared to older people to see a political role for religious institutions. That is to say, they're slightly more likely than older people to say that they think churches and other houses of worship should express their views on social and political issues. So here again, we have a mixed bag, more liberal, so to speak, on some issues, but not by any means across the board.
Of those millennials that are religiously affiliated or self-identify as religiously affiliated, how does that affiliation break down in terms of their general leanings, I guess, denominationally, or in terms of how they consider themselves affiliated?
Well, in terms of the total number of people who are affiliated, the makeup of that group isn't too different than what we see among older people. You know, most affiliated young adults are Christians. About two-thirds of them or so are Protestants, with much of the remainder Catholic. I'll tell you one of the things that I found really interesting in this study is that we've established, okay, that young people are less likely to be affiliated than their elders and than previous generations. However, among young people who are affiliated, they are just as intensely affiliated as older people. And what I mean by that is this. One of the questions that the General Social Survey has been asking people for decades now is whether or not they think of themselves as a strong member of their faith. So if someone tells the interviewer that they're Catholic or they're Protestant, they're then asked, would you call yourself a strong Catholic or not a very strong Catholic? And what we see is that young people who are affiliated are just as likely as previous generations to think of themselves as strong members of their faith.
So when it comes to switching from, I mean, I guess the next question is, when it comes to switching from one religion to another, one faith to another, from affiliation to non-affiliation, how did the millennials fare there?
Well, one of the key findings from some of our previous research relates to the large number of Americans who change faiths at some point in their lives. We find that if we include movement within Protestantism, something upwards of more than 4 in 10 American adults currently say they belong to a religion that's different than the faith in which they were raised. Now, if we look at young people, they're not too distinctive in terms of their overall susceptibility to religious change, let's say. About 4 in 10 young people say they've switched faiths. That's comparable to what we see among older people. However, what is distinctive about young people is that of those who have switched religions, they're much more likely to have left a faith to become unaffiliated than our older generations. Older people are more likely to have left one faith for another, whereas young people are more likely to have left a faith for no faith.
Folks, you can read this new Pew Forum survey on religion and the millennial generation under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Greg Smith is senior researcher for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you.